Hello, I'm Stephen Knowles, and welcome to another episode of Rock and Roll, the interview series in which we talk to our colleagues about their roles and lives in the world of testing. This session is just a little bit different because we focused a lot on the technology in the past, but today we're going to focus on a member of our people team. And the man you'll be speaking to at some point if you apply for a job here at Rock is our talent acquisition specialist, Sean Gray. Welcome to the podcast, Sean. Would you like to give us a little bit of information on your career so far and how you came to be a part of the team at Rock?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me, Steve. As I said, a long time listener, first time guest. In regards to my career, I joined Rock about 10 months ago. It's been an absolute whirlwind, but it's been fantastic. But I've been in tech recruitment for about 10 years now, so quite a while. Worked with hundreds of organisations around the world, across areas like development, architecture, infrastructure, and of course now testing. I actually started out in tech myself many moons ago. I started out as an IT analyst for DXC back when there was CSC, that's showing my age. And I worked across quite a few different areas, but the main one was helping out sort tickets who'd gone past the point of SLAs. So I meant talking to loads of different people across different areas, different countries, different specialisms. And I really enjoyed that part of the job where I get to socialise with different people every day, solving new problems. So for me, it was quite a straightforward approach into tech recruitment because I get to speak to new people every day. And plus I also get to kind of understand the problems of what it's like to be a tech candidate. So it's been a great career so far.
Wow, and that's a great experience. And I do like the fact that you've been able to do it in so many kind of different environments and on an international basis. I can't imagine how exciting that is. So tell us what a normal day-to-day experience is like for you, Sean.
Well, I mean, in talent acquisition, you wear a lot of different hats. So you can be doing, you know, two dozen different things every day, which is always exciting to do something a bit different. You know, it can be headhunting people on LinkedIn, can be sitting on interviews, building data reports for the back end. You could be managing supplier relationships and sometimes doing marketing campaigns to kind of attract people to the business. It's always a massive range of things every single day. But, you know, it's not all work. There's nice things as well, like the social events. So I like to get involved in like the coffee mornings, the quizzes, having evening meals and new starters, and especially Neil's infamous music quiz on a Friday as well.
Yeah, that's certainly a highlight for me on a Friday, although as the years roll by, I find it harder now to keep in touch with the modern music.
Yeah, me too.
I can imagine a lot's changed in your role in terms of how you interview and recruit people. What would you say is the biggest challenge for you in your current role?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's the same for a lot of people out there. The talent market's changed a lot in the past 18 to 24 months. The demand for tech talent is massive at the moment because so many companies have had to move to online platforms and applications and things like that. So testing talent, development talent, it's all hugely in demand. So, and for us, it's not just about finding people who tick, you know, check boxes for skill sets and stuff like that. It's about work ethic and Rock fit, culture and values and that kind of things. So we're quite picky. So that makes it a little bit extra harder, my job a little bit tougher, but at least it means at the end of the day, once we've brought these people on board, I can sleep soundly knowing they're the right fit and they're going to be a great addition to the team.
Great stuff. So, for me personally, you don't realise how involved it is, bringing people in. You know, a lot of people think of just doing traditional interviews, but I can tell there's a lot more to it by just what you've said there. So what kind of thing are you looking for that makes an ideal Rock employee?
I think, as we all know, Stephen, the values for Rock are kind of the cornerstones of the business. So commitment, excellence, straight talking and passionate. I think someone who encapsulates all four of those values is definitely the ideal person. I think it factors into everything that we do, whether it's engaging clients or, you know, helping each other or, you know, adding ideas to contribute towards Rock's culture. I think being able to have those four values is really important.
Okay. And just thinking about that, if there are any candidates who are listening to this podcast today, what top tips would you give to them for interviewing if they were successful to get one here at Rock?
That's a good question. I would say, first and foremost, do your research. There's been quite a few occasions, and there's nothing more awkward than when you're in the middle of an interview and you say to the candidate, what do you know about us and who we are and what we do? And they don't know very much at all. So I'd always say, doesn't have to be all night, but just spend 10, 15 minutes on a company website before an interview, just to get to know them. You don't need to know the pet's first name or anything in detail, but just the values and company mission, what they've been up to recently, the kind of clients they work with and stuff like that. So when they do ask you questions, you're kind of ready to go ahead. Another really good one, I'd say just be honest when it comes to yourself. So there's things that you're not too sure on or tools that you haven't worked with and things like that. Don't ever try and pad it out or make it sound like you know that particular area. If you don't know it, you don't know it. And we don't expect everyone to know everything. You know, straight talking is one of the key values we've got at Rock. So just be transparent. And if nothing else, it could be an area that could try and grow for you in the role. So if you come on board, you're weak in one particular area, we could provide support and training on that as well.
Sure, and that's fantastic advice. Yeah, I mean, really good, and really good to give people an insight of kind of what we're all about. And I think you're right, if people do their research and look at kind of how they fit into our organisation, that's as much as us being the right organisation for them. Okay, so you talked about this previously, but coming back to your role, what would you say you love most about recruitment, or specifically recruitment that we do here at Rock?
It's always been the same from day one, Steve. It's just been able to give the candidate that call to tell them they've got the job. You know, since my first year in recruitment to current day, there's no better feeling than, because in the recruitment process, you get to know candidates really well. You know, you get to know the personal circumstances, the family, what they like, what they don't like. And so you know that this role could be a step up in their career. It could be that extra bit of salary that's going to help them get the mortgage. You know, you can see the real impact it makes. So giving that call and hearing the cheers or the smiling or the tears on the other end of the line, there's no better feeling. And that's been the case. And I think that the part of Rock that kind of fits into is Rock's been different other companies I've worked within, where it's a lot more close-knit. So I regularly catch up with everybody that I bring into the company. It's not somebody I just hire and then they go off somewhere. They're always part of some kind of social or some kind of get-together. So I can sit in a room of 15, 20 people and go, I hired everyone here and I made this happen. And it's great to be a part of that.
Yeah, you know what? And again, I think that's really... It does set us aside from other organisations, and I'm just going to talk personally. I remember when I joined Rock, the real personal approach that I had during that experience made it exciting for me. And so I know that's something we consistently deliver on, and I know you do that so well, Sean. So okay. Thank you for that. That's all right. Okay, so coming on to something a bit tougher, and it's obligatory question we ask to all our guests. If you're going to Tesco's for your lunch and you're going to get a meal deal, what would you get?
That's the most important question. I'm trying to stay in some semblance of a shape, so I'm trying to go high protein and low carb, so probably some kind of chicken wrap, maybe chicken satays or fruit, and maybe a water and all you can say to sport. Boring, I know.
Well, you know what's interesting? I like the way everybody who's come on so far have tried to go for a healthy option. I am waiting for the day when somebody says ham and cheese, yeah. But we've not quite got there yet. Okay, so slightly different question. What is the single best thing you think there is about working here at Rock?
I think it's hard to pick one, but I think the one that always stands out to me and that I always talk to candidates about is people and culture. We all come from massively diverse backgrounds, you know, all over the UK, different ethnicities, religions, and everyone just gets stuck in. There's no cliques, there's no groups. We all get involved in one way or another. Everyone's included, which I think is great. And it's never felt like it's mandatory. So, you know, some people aren't big on certain social things or certain events. It's always inclusive, never required, which I think is a great way. And the culture's been like since I've joined, and all the way from Steve and our CEO, it's impressed all the way throughout. So yeah, definitely the culture.
Okay, brilliant. And I agree with you totally. I think the culture here at Rock is something that really sets us aside from other places to work. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, finally, and this is your opportunity to advertise any roles that we're currently recruiting for. I couldn't let you go without doing that. Who do we need and why would they want to work with us?
Of course. So looking for people across all different areas at the moment. So test engineers, senior test engineers, senior test analysts and test managers. And why would you want to work for us? There's a million and one reasons. But for me, I've never worked in an organisation that's so focused on people's wellbeing and career progression. I've never had a company where I've had my own dedicated career support manager, such as yourself, Stephen, you know, whose whole job is to sit down with each employee and push you towards that next goal, support you in any aspirations, figure out training for you to make that next step forward in your career, which I think is phenomenal. And then I think when it comes to work-life balance as well, it's so great. Everyone's treated like an adult. You can base it around your own individual lifestyles. It's just been so much better versus other companies I've worked for. So if you want a company that's going to treat you like an adult, support your career and support you all the way, then Rock's the place for you.
Okay, what a fantastic answer. You know what? If I was listening to this podcast today, I would be closing it down and then thinking, right, where's the link that I can apply for a role with that company? I think you've done a fantastic job of promoting us as an organization, but also representing the people team that you're part of. Sean, that's been absolutely brilliant. I'd just like to say thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Sean for giving us his time and giving us an overview of a slightly different role within Rock, because we focused a lot on the technology, but this was really about the people today. Don't miss out on any future episodes that we have. And of course, if you want to find out more about any of our roles that Sean has talked about, check out our website or reach out to Sean at sean.gray@rock.co.uk. Thanks for listening and goodbye.